Once more, a joyful time is marred by death, injury, pain, and anguish. Terrorism reared its ugly head again, and innocent people, many of them young, attending a concert, will never return to their homes. Dozens of others are in hospitals with severe injuries, some life-threatening. Families know grief, many know fear, and the world is once more torn asunder by evil. It is possible, in the face of such an act of violence, that we can become paralyzed, afraid to venture out, concerned that a terrorist act could strike where we might be. That, in part, is the intent of terrorism, to cause people to fear as they go about their daily routines. Terrorism is meant to disrupt people's lives, adults and children's, so that fear and worry are always with us. Yet if we succumb to such fear, if we remain in our homes and stop venturing out, we become prisoners, and the terrorists win. And while we must resolve, as civilized people, not to allow terrorism to triumph, in the immediate aftermath, while wounds are still healing and the dead have yet to be buried, this is not a time for politicking or policy. It's a time to mourn and to grieve, to show our support for those who suffer, to thank those who rushed in to protect and to rescue, not knowing if they were putting their own lives at risk. We are indeed living in a complicated time when the rules of war have been rewritten and there is no quick and easy response to what is happening, no simplistic policy that will end the carnage and stop the attacks. At this time, when our confidence is shaken and a shadow is cast across the globe, we struggle to find our collective courage to resist fear and not allow terrorism to triumph. But for today, we remember those whose lives have been cut short by an act of cowardice and evil that turns a night of song into one of tears. At Congregation Beth Adam, it is our custom to remember those who have died as we recite the following words. Ein b'deha mavet ha-koach la'akor ma'ashetum ben balev. Death cannot take that which is locked in our hearts. With our tears and our sorrow, we remember. With our courage and our strength, we do not forget. Acts of kindness, deeds of courage will remain. Beauty created, wisdom shared, is not lost. With our tears and our sorrow, we remember. Im dama'ot be'einenu, be'et evlenu, nishmor al zecher achuvenu. With our tears and our sorrow, we remember. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.